Podcast with your hosts
Abby
and Bree. Do you always say my name first?
Yeah, we always do that, so we never say our own names. I don't know why.
I always think you're gonna say Bree, but then you say my name.
No, because it's Abby and Bree. It's always been Abby and Bree.
Bree and Abby.
I don't know.
I think it's the and Abby that's hard to.
And Abby.
Yeah. I wish my name was different.
We can change it right now.
We come back in January and our
welcome like, to the on-call room with Bree and
Charlie.
You changed your name to Bree.
Jason Charlie.
Oh, I know, but I said Bree. Oh, Bree and Bree.
Welcome, listeners, to another installment of your favorite podcast. We are in season four. We include spoilers and
we're almost done with season four, believe it or not. We're like getting very close.
Yeah, it's wild. Well, then I have like essentially two more episodes for you guys because we're combining the finale.
Yeah.
Am I going to cry during for y'all. The finale?
What are you going to do? I say that every time we talk about it. No, I don't think it's a cry one. I think we feel more a little excited.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I keep thinking of when George dies.
But yeah, but I think that the House of Candles might make you a little GG, depending on where you're at in your cycle.
I think I cry with the Karev thing, too. Like,
yeah,
he has a sad fucking time.
I think a big part of it, though, is where you're at in your cycle.
Yeah, I think so, too. First of all, we're going to get this done in less than 5 minutes. All right, here's where you can find us. Patreon.com/theoncallroom. What's Patreon? Bree is eyeing John because he's walking with pretzels, but it's not that loud. They won't be able to hear it.
No, they will, because on episode, I can totally hear last time him going in and out of the bedroom.
Well, listeners, that was not a ghost. That was John.
That was John eating pretzels. Okay, start again. Patreon.
Yeah, you can support us. $2, $5, $10, $100.
$15.
$15 million. Whatever you want, you can support the podcast. Really, truly, this pays for our editing. This pays for our web hosting. This pays for microphones and things that make us actually sound good. And we're really thankful for it. And in return, we will give you bonus episodes, a Google Hangout where you can talk to us, a phone number that you can leave a voicemail with your own voice on the show, a Facebook group.
I think it's important to say, too, that all of the money that we have made and are making goes directly back into the podcast.
Yeah, we have not, like, truly, we have not yet broken
even. We have not broken even.
So we're close. Every time we look at it, we're like, ooh.
And then we
pay a bill and we're like, oh, shit, it's not even.
So it is a lot to host a podcast just hosting it on the interwebs is money.
Yep.
And putting out this content
to
you.
The interwebs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. We're not like taking this money and like joyriding.
I wish.
It would be cool.
However, we are going to Mexico together in May, but that's unrelated to the podcast.
But we will maybe record an episode there.
We should. Yeah, well, that's what we'll talk about. We'll talk about our dreams and hopes for this vacation after. Okay, so you can head there and support us. You can also go to iTunes and leave us a review. 5 stars only, please. And tell others about it, which leads us to a special thing that we're going to do. Well,
Barge
first of all,
excited.
We already said this last week, but in December, we are not going to be charging you because we are not going to have episodes for like 3 weeks. We're going to take a little break and get ready
Recharge.
For season 5. Recharge, yeah. But okay, so we did t-shirts. Everyone loved them and we're mailing them. They should be mailed by the time you're listening to this. But, we are going to, we have some extras.
Mm-hmm.
At least one. Do we have two?
I think we might have two.
I think we have two. So we have two extra t-shirts that are amazing and custom, and they're black, and they say all the names of the interns plus ours, and we would love to give them away. So this is what you need to do. First of all, you need to go on iTunes and leave a review. You can do this on the iTunes app. I think you can do it on the computer, but it's definitely easier on the app. Leave us a review and tell people why you like the podcast.
Five stars.
What's the next thing they can do?
The next thing you need to do is post on your Instagram where you are listening to the podcast and tag us in it so we can see it. And also tag one friend who might be interested in listening to the podcast also. And, you know, you can say like nice things about us in the post too, but you can do like a really cute photo of you like, oh, I got my headphones in and I'm listening to at the On Call Room Pod.
Yep.
And then tag at Jenny Big Face.
Yeah, you know, your friend Jenny Big Face. Tag her.
Oh, and she Lord. Might be like, oh my God, I didn't know.
My face is so big. I don't know what know to do.
How cool this podcast was.
Yeah. So what I would recommend, don't do it in your stories because those are going to disappear. And that
yeah, you work. Have to post it in your
And post. If you have a private account, obviously we won't be able to see that. So if you, I mean, either unprivate it or unfortunately this giveaway might not be for you. We might do one in the future. But we don't really use Facebook in the way that can tag this. So do the post. We will also have our own Instagram post that you can comment on and tag a friend in that as well.
Yes.
Like who might want to listen to it.
And then so, it will be chosen at random?
Yeah, we'll choose a random winner. Yep.
Yeah.
And we'll probably do that on our stories and we'll let you know if you've won. But then we will mail you a t-shirt free of charge.
So Abby, how long or when do they have the opportunity to do this?
You have until December 10th. Because our last, our finale episode is going to air on the 12th.
Yep.
So we will announce the winner there too if they haven't already heard.
And it's not one or the other, it's both.
Yes, you have to do both. And we hope that you'll be able to get a t-shirt.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
So.
Everyone.
Listeners.
Picture.
This.
Picture a beach.
Picture the most beautiful beach you've ever seen.
A swim-up bar.
Picture cabanas.
Yeah, cabanas.
Picture all-inclusive drinks and food and men. Like,
those are not inclusive.
No, shoot.
You wake up. I'll give you, because I've been to one. You wake up. You go to breakfast, which is a beautiful buffet of fruits and omelets and amazing. There's coffee, and you start drinking right away.
Immediately.
Immediately. And then picture your two favorite hosts of a podcast sitting on a chair next to each other. Bodies
giggling.
Bodies pale as paper.
And just actually bubbling from the burned boils from being in the sun.
I can speak for myself. I'll be very bloated.
Oh, also. Yes. I will.
In a black one piece.
Yeah, I will be in a black one piece also. I hope to be 2 to 3 pounds lighter than I am right now. Because let's be honest, I'm not going to be anything really less than
2 to 3 pounds.
3 if we're getting crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A big sun hat.
Mm.
A great book.
Maybe you can read the Harry Potter series.
Yeah, yeah. A journal.
Except
that I'll bring a journal that I won't write in.
Except if you read the Harry Potter series, you know I'm going to be like, are you still reading?
Yeah.
You need to keep going. Like, maybe you shouldn't.
No, I won't bring that with.
Or bring it on your Kindle so then like, no one will. I won't know.
You won't know what I'm reading.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can be like, guess what, Abby? I read Sorcerer's Stone. Let's talk about it and I'll cry.
Yeah. But, and then imagine like Abby having to like do something.
Yeah, fuck this.
And then me just floating in a pool.
I'll be
making friends with
I'll
people.
I'll be shooting a wedding and look over and you'll be like floating across the pool. I'll be like, Brie, can you get out of the photo?
Like, no.
Okay, listeners. So what's happening is in May, I am going to Cabo for a wedding. For a wonderful couple who decided that I was worth their money to bring me there, which is incredible. And I'm really thankful. They're just the best. And Bree's coming with me.
Fuck yeah, I am.
Yep. Not
Imagine
my mom,
it.
Not Jake, Bree.
Yeah. And it's going to, and so Abby and I are staying a little extra couple days.
Hell yeah, we are, because I'd be sad if we were just there for the wedding and then left.
No, so we're going to have 2 days after?
We have like a day before. Which might, I'll be anxious, but then the wedding and then 2 full days and
yeah.
Then we leave.
It's going to be great.
We should record an episode.
Yeah, we're going to.
I mean,
out of like a voice memo.
It'd be easy to each, we could bring a microphone and my computer will already be there.
Oh, that's true.
I, with the beach sound of the beach waves.
Oh my gosh. Do we have a balcony?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't booked the room yet. They told me to wait a few weeks.
Oh, well, if we do have a balcony.
What if I was like, wait, we don't get a room. We're squatting.
We'll never be back at a room. We'll just always be at the swim-up bar. When do they stop serving?
Oh, like...
Usually, never.
Honestly, on these vacations, at least how it's gone for me, is you want to wake up early to get a chair.
Yeah.
And so, because you're drinking all day, I've fallen asleep at like 9:10, and then you wake up early.
Oh, yeah,
it's
that
like
sounds great.
Yeah, because once the sun sets down, you're like, okay, now I'm at this weird resort. No, it's fun, but
yeah,
there's like performances, you know, like weird little concerts and
yeah.
stuff. What are you most excited for?
The swim up bar. I've always wanted to experience a swim up bar. I know everyone's peeing in that pool. Mm. I know that you're drinking your drink and peeing in the pool. I get it. Yeah, but like it's always been my dream to be like swim up, sit. Like that's just, it's been a thing in my head that I wanted to.
Do you know what your drink of choice will be?
Well, I feel like it has to be rum, but I don't want rum.
But yeah, so mine is a mojito. Like I
could drink, do a mojito, yeah.
Or I do love a good, not daiquiri, the other one that's white.
A pina colada?
Yeah, but mostly like mojitos, because it does have sugar. It literally has muddled sugar in the bottom.
Yeah.
But it feels refreshing and great. I also like to do in the morning where you put something in your coffee.
A little Baileys?
A little Baileys or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Just start it right out.
Can you have a mimosa?
Yeah. You can have whatever you want at any hour of the day, and you don't have to pay money.
Yeah, well, I mean, you did pay the money up front.
But you don't have to pay it once you're there.
Yeah. What about, like, dinner?
There's, like, different places to eat there. I don't know. I haven't looked too closely into this one, but, yeah. Different options.
What about lunch?
Probably, like, there's, like, a little, probably a food stand or a full-on restaurant. I feel like I always eat a big breakfast because it's a buffet, and then I kind of eat, like, a light, snacky lunch.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then eat a big dinner. There was, in Jamaica, there was the nacho bar that was just there at all times. And let's just say that I was under the influence of where I was very hungry and felt no pain of bloatiness and ate so many nachos and was like, I feel amazing. This is amazing. And then once everything wore off, I felt so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was going to die.
Are we going to have the same bed?
I guess. I don't know. There might be two doubles. I have to.
This will be
it.
Interesting.
Oh yeah. I never thought about that. I have sleep anxiety already. I can't wait. But yeah, Brie and I are going to Cabo.
I have to find some cool dresses.
See, last time we went on this, I way overpacked. All you wear is your suit, cover up.
Yeah.
And then like for dinner, the most flowy, comfortable thing. Because like, I remember packing all these like crop tops with this and you're too bloated and fat to like.
To even.
No, like you're like, just give me a comfy bag. So I'd love like a good backless, but like flowy dress.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
I feel sexy, but.
But really, I'm like in a moo-moo right now. And I look like I'm 9 months
right,
pregnant.
And I love that like going with you. So I feel no desire to have to like try to look
well,
really
we don't. We're not going to have sex. Or we might. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen on these all-inclusive.
It's still up in the air.
All-inclusive resorts.
Still very up in the air.
Like sex could be included.
Yeah, but they're just a person that comes.
Yeah, you don't know.
You never know. It's going to be amazing.
So Abby and I are taking a honeymoon.
Do you have a passport?
I need to get it renewed.
Do that ASAP.
Well, I know. It's going to be fine. I'll get it like in the next week or so.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, we were actually.
What if we never asked this question and can't go?
No, I knew this because I was actually talking to someone about it and they were telling me how. You can have someone, like, you can take your own passport photo.
You can do
and
it.
They were like, you should just have Abby take your passport photo for you.
Yeah, I should have taken my own because I look like a goddamn serial killer.
I look like, in mine, I'm like 17. I have the biggest bags under my eyes and a middle part and it's like creased down my face.
Yeah, I drew my eyebrows on real badly that day and they said, don't smile. And my hair looks yellow because of it's like the Walgreens.
Yeah, so will you take my.
Yeah, it's in my living room, that white wall.
Yeah.
Right against. I wish I.
So then,
that.
What do? You just send it in.
Yeah, it has to. You have to go print it. It has to be like the perfect size, and then.
And then I send in my passport I have.
Yep, and an application, and there's money, like a check.
And then there's money involved,
yep.
Like $100, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember the money exactly, but.
Yeah, maybe we can do that like this weekend, or like
we can do that. Yeah, your photo. Yeah.
Yeah, not like you don't fill out my application. For
yeah,
me.
You should print it at work tomorrow. So just listen, like, just imagine us, you all.
You all.
It's going to be so great.
It's going to be hilarious.
I'm very...
We'll probably go live on our Instagram.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait because all I'm going to do is read books. I remember Jake, when we went on the one for our honeymoon, we went with another couple, and they were always mad at me that I was reading. Like, they were like, come play or talk.
No,
and
I'll let you do whatever the fuck you want.
Reading is, like, my, like, thing. And I was reading a good, like, it wasn't The Hunger Games. It was The Maze Runner I was reading,
okay.
And I was real into it. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm reading a young adult fiction, not
like,
about
I can't,
the future right now.
I can't speak.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, no, I'll let you do whatever the fuck
and
you
just
want.
And just you sleep.
I'm going to, like, walk the beach.
Oh, I'd love to do that with you, because it's probably dangerous to walk alone.
On the beach?
I don't know. It's Mexico.
Drunk but like cocktail. You're in a like resort.
I know. There's so in Jamaica, you walk by and there's a lot of vendors. And that was the only annoying thing. Is like, I'm okay. Like, thank you. You're so kind. I don't want to buy a wooden flute right now. But like,
but maybe next
but
time.
Maybe around. Next time.
Maybe if I'm drunk enough next yeah. time, I walk out on the. Beach.
I also think there are kids at this resort, but there's a separate pool. Like they can't come in the adult pool.
Good.
Should we try to make friends?
No. What are we going to do? Like, they probably live in...
Be like, listen to our
Nebraska.
Podcast. Listen to our podcast.
Oh, that's true.
We can say that we're here. Like, the podcast paid for us to come here on a vacation. Let's tell everyone that we are professional podcasters.
Yes, that's great. They don't need to know I work at a chiropractor.
No, they don't need to know that I'm there for a wedding.
Yeah. We are professional podcasters.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Bree's going to the wedding, the reception.
It's going
to
be great.
Yep, she's my date.
I don't know where I'm going to sit. Next to you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You also might have to help me at some point and like hold a light.
Oh God, I'm so good at holding lights.
Or fetch me a Diet Coke.
I'll fetch you a Diet Coke. It's free, right?
Yeah, I don't drink soda except on wedding days, and it's all I crave. I drink a lot of Diet Coke on a wedding day.
Yeah, that's great. Whatever. You know I'll do whatever you need
you
me
know
to
that
do.
That sweet, sweet acid burn of your first swig of a
oh yeah,
pop, you're like ah,
and it goes up your nose.
So good.
Yeah.
I know, part of me is like, okay, I need a whole new wardrobe. I don't. Remind me that I don't need to spend any money for this trip.
Yeah. No, it's just going to be you, me.
Just a backless bag.
And a backless bag.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe one new suit.
We should start a countdown in every podcast episode.
Yeah.
So many days till Cabo.
Yeah. But maybe one new suit.
I got a new one at the end of this season.
Oh, I didn't. So maybe I'll get
there you go.
A little new one.
Perfect.
What about shoes?
The flip-flops.
Just the flippy floppies.
Yeah. I brought so many things. I was like, I'm going to look so cute. And then I was like, no one fucking cares. My hair is... I didn't wear makeup. Like, you just put your hair up in a wet bun.
I'll bring a nice sun hat.
You're good. I don't do well with those. Although I should. I have a huge forehead.
Sun hats?
Needs to be protected from the sun.
Yeah, I always wear a hat.
Maybe I'll get a visor.
Visors are great. I love them.
Yeah.
Or like a baseball cap.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I wish we were there for 2 weeks.
I know. And then we decided just to move there and we're never coming home.
We had conversations about that when we were in Jamaica. I was like, why don't we live here? Like, what? You like have a mental, like you forget what your real life is.
Yeah. Why aren't we just doing this all the time?
Right. And then you're like, oh, the cost.
Yeah.
That's why. You know what's weird is in Greece, we never see them take a vacation.
Well, Meredith has a little sabbatical when she has a baby. When Derek dies.
Oh, yeah. Where does she go, though?
She goes to the east side.
Oh.
She's on the beach, remember?
I've only seen... No, I need to watch that again.
But yeah, you're right. We don't... Or I think sometimes we do see them on... not necessarily a vacation, but they are on vacation from work, but they always go back into work.
Right.
You know?
I guess the only thing is when Addison goes to California for the first time, remember she's laying on the beach and just...
Yeah. Because even Derek and Meredith don't have a honeymoon. They just have sex all over their... house.
Also, he has a place in Central Park. Addison got that.
The brownstone?
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, she got that.
I like that we know.
It's just too much money to do different set scenery.
Probably. You're right.
Oh, April and Jackson go to Montana to find his dad.
That's true. That wasn't their honeymoon, though, was it?
No. Okay. No. Yeah.
But it was a vacation.
One.
Just one. Oh my God, I'm an idiot. I bet all of the ghosts of podcasts are yelling at us. Karev was just on his honeymoon with Joe.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Literally on a beach.
Yeah. Well, Meredith just visited Catherine Avery.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't really a vacation, I guess, but went somewhere else.
All right, so we're wrong.
Yeah.
All right, well.
So we're wrong.
So anyways, that'll be at Bree and I in May. If you have any recommendations of bagless dresses or
maybe you have one that's your favorite.
Right, let us know.
Yeah.
Bonus points if it's on Amazon Prime.
Don't have to pay for shipping.
Exactly. We should wear our tank tops when we on our travel day.
Oh my God.
On our travel day.
Yes. That's such a good idea.
And then we'll look like we're idiots.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Anyways, maybe I'll have my hair cut by then. Listeners, since the podcast started, I have not cut my hair. It's changed colors. It's getting pretty long, but I keep having dreams about chopping it short. But then I have regrets.
What do you think?
My hair person was like, I'm not cutting it until you come in fully confident you want it cut.
That's a good hairdresser.
Because I want her to just be like, oops, I cut it off. Guess you have to have short hair. And then I'd be like, well, this is my life. Or I need someone to be like, you look dumb with long hair. You look better with short hair. And then I'd believe them.
I like you in both. Weird phone numbers calling me. I don't know who it is. I will say that John the other night, I was like, I don't know if I saw an old photo of me or no, I know what it was. I like the girl's hair in Fantastic Beasts. Short curly one. Yeah. I was like, oh, I would love to have hair like that sometime. I mean, it's very period, like, you know, I get it. Like, no one has hair like that. But I do feel like Sarah Jessica Parker has her hair like that in, like, the fourth season of Sex and the City a little bit, maybe a little bit longer. And John said he likes my hair long. He's never actually specifically told me, which I was like, so you like it better than short hair? And he was like, no, I like your hair. Just trying to be, like, supportive.
Jake likes mine long, too. I think it's a boy thing.
I think it is because my dad loved my mom's hair long. And
I also think it's – I read a very, like, article. This is, like, getting a little, in like, deep on this topic. But I read an article that talked about how sometimes long hair is, like, a little bit of the patriarchy.
I believe that.
It's, like, signalizing your gender in, like, a very outwardly way.
Yeah.
And that's why some women, like, latch on to that. And it's, like, you feel – like, a lot of women – shouldn't, but do feel less feminine with, like,
shorter hair. Yeah.
And that's kind of my challenge for myself is, like, that's stupid. Like, if I want it, what is holding me back? And it's this idea of, like, I can have it be long and pretty and like,
flowy, and I'm so feminine. The thing that is holding me back from two things that are holding me back from cutting my hair. And this is not good, but at least I'm being honest and vulnerable. It's like, I have gained weight. And so I feel like my face is too thick to have short hair right now. Like, I wouldn't feel, because you can cover your face with long hair.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Hide behind it. And then the other thing is just the convenience of long hair.
Yeah, it's way easier.
Like, I do wear my hair down a lot long and I blow it out. But if I ever get irritated, I can just throw it in a pony or throw it. Well, I don't wear ponytails, but like a top knot, you know? And I haven't had that for years. I finally got to the point where I don't have to pin the back of my hair.
Right.
And it's like, oh, I just got there. Why do I want to chop it again?
I feel the same way. Like, I think short hair, you have to do it a little more.
Yeah.
Or you have to have a really good cut that, like, allows you to have it undone. And so my hair person was like, okay, so you want to be low maintenance but look high maintenance. And I was like, yes.
Thank you.
And I have first of all, if you have short hair and you're like, wait, fuck you all. These are our own prejudices, like our own thoughts with short hair.
Yeah.
Because I also have this thing where I think like, most of the days I'm working from home and if I run errands, like I look like trash. Like I have no makeup on, I'm wearing like weird clothes, like whatever. And I feel like with long hair, it looks so better. If I have short hair that's undone and I'm undone, it feels worse than if it's in a bun. Like something about
that's
it.
That's how you feel.
Right. That's how I feel. And I don't ever think that when I see other people. It's just me. And
I love people's short hair.
Oh, that's my thing. I see people with short hair and I'm like, that's the fucking best haircut I've ever seen. They look so chic.
Yeah.
My one friend, Katie, who I don't think she listens, but she lives in New York and she had hip length hair forever. Like it was her thing. Like it was so long. It was really pretty and healthy. She chopped it like a short blunt bob, like above her ears as a challenge to herself because she felt like she gained all of her like femininity and sexiness from her hair. And she wanted to see if she could feel that without. And she said that since it's been short, she feels like she takes more fashion risks and she she feels more confident without it. I'm like, fuck, want to do that.
That's interesting. I do think too, though, like the last time my hair is pretty long right now for what my hair usually is. But the last time it was really long was like high school and my hair kind of stops growing at a certain point, but I wanted to take like supplements to see because I've always wanted just really long hair and I think almost maybe to be like this fucking sucks and I don't want it because it's like my hair tangles really easy and
it's winter so we get that back of the neck scarf dread
so I don't know I could see myself chopping my hair pretty, not soon, but maybe by like next summer or
that's
something.
That's where I'm at kind of too.
Maybe when we're in Cabo, we'll just chop our hair.
That's a terrible idea. We should not do that.
But also in the summer too, like it's nice to be able to throw your hair up in the summer.
I know.
So I almost feel like it's better to chop your hair in the winter.
I was looking at I have a hashtag for my hair because I'm a crazy person and I like to remind myself of different things I've done to like look back, like, did I like that or no?
Yeah.
And I was finding the post from, it was like in 2014, I had hair a little longer than it is now, and I chopped it. Like, that was the year I went short, and I kept going shorter and shorter. And I was reading my Instagram post from it, because that's when I used to like post stuff like that. And it was like, why did this take me so long? I'm obsessed with short hair.
Yeah.
I mean, even for my wedding, the 2 days before my wedding, I got it cut even shorter. Like, I had short hair for my wedding.
You did.
And I
look back
and I don't regret it. Like, I loved it so much. I think it's like I've put in 5 years of growth.
Right. That is the thing.
It takes so long for me. But also, I'm trying to get in love with my natural color again. And I'm like, I've grown it out a lot. And like, I haven't had it highlighted in a long time. And so I think that it'll be a little healthy. I don't know. I'm trying to see if I can hone in on this natural color and then maybe do a chop. We'll see. I'm excited. We'll see.
Maybe we'll just shave our heads.
God, wouldn't that actually be a little bit liberating?
Yeah, it would be.
I feel like I'd be like, oh God, I look like my dad though. I could wear a real good headscarf.
I mean, I had a pixie once. I know that's not shaving your head.
But you did. What was that even like?
It was a blast. It was, but once again, like, I feel like I would have a pixie again, but I feel like my face is too fat right now.
You rocked that pixie when it was blonde, especially.
Yeah, but I was also like 19 and 120 pounds.
Yeah.
And I know that's not what it's about, like, right. But I, in like, okay, we're all growing and we're all trying to be accepting of our bodies. And so, like, I'm not completely there yet. And so I just feel like I felt really good about myself and like my body. And I felt like it was a good like accent to my face. Whereas now I feel like I would just feel like a PCOS bloated balloon, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're not though.
Thank you. But it was fun. But also growing out short hair like that sucks. I had a mullet for a really long time. it was a red, terrible mullet that I would flip out in the back and slick my bangs.
Yeah, I can
picture. I'll post a photo of it.
I also think in that article, Katie, my friend Katie, who wrote it, a different Katie, said that I guess French women, this is how she like, that she's going all natural with her hair texture and everything, said that French women always have one thing about themselves that's undone. So like they might have like no makeup, but their hair looks really amazing or whatever. Or like they have makeup and hair, but their outfit is whatever. And so for her, she's owning that her hair is always going to be the undone thing for right now.
Like that.
But she might have makeup on. So like there's like if one part of you feels good, then you can let another part not be so worried about it. And I kind of love that idea. Lately, I've been going out with like no mascara. Like I just wear stuff on my eyebrows and do my hair, but I don't do anything else. And
interesting.
I feel, it's been kind of fun.
Yeah.
This turned very girly. It's like a sleepover. We haven't even talked about grays, but
we were talking about Cabo.
That's true.
That's how we got here.
Okay. So listeners, if you've been to Cabo, let us know. And if you have short hair, let us know how you like rock it.
Yeah.
And
love
how
it
feels. And if you don't, then that's fine too.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's
talk about grays.
Okay, we're back. This week is season 4, episode 14, The Becoming. I will read the monologue and hopefully not screw it up. This is read by Meredith. There's this person in my head. She's brilliant, capable. She can do chest tubes and craniotomies. She can run a code without freaking out. She's a really good surgeon, maybe even a great surgeon. She's me, only so much better. It was a good day, maybe even a great day. I was a good doctor, even when it was hard. I was the me in my head. There was a moment when I thought, I can't do this. I can't do this alone. I closed my eyes and imagined myself doing it, and I did. I blocked out the fear and I did it. Whoa, I like did not catch that monologue while it was happening.
I feel like I listened to, I don't really
I just remember there being the part where it said, it was a good day. And then like Richard came on and I was like, what? I still remember that. What's your first note?
Mine is just the quote from the therapist, powerful stuff, reality. I just said, ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, reality fucking sucks.
Well, she also said, I love that she was in therapy and she said that all she can think about is Derek's tongue when they're doing surgery and that she needs the therapy tools to move on. Like she's like, hi, could I please have the tools?
Yeah, like the...
If only that it were that easy.
Yeah, I do think it's... I thought that was funny about therapy because a lot of the time you talk about like, yeah, I go to therapy to get tools to like deal with my anxiety or my depression or ABCD or like being irritated with this and... her therapist is pretty much like, reality.
Right. Right. Just, I really like her therapist. I still will say that, especially at the end. Should we do a shotgun workup? I am terrible with names.
Yeah, I didn't.
We have Kira, who's, I wrote Bubble Lady. I mean the lady in quarantine.
Yeah.
With the heart transplant. And then we have the soldier, which I wish I had his name. Todd.
I know Todd is the
other guy. Yeah. I got his name too, but I didn't get the one who's the actual patient. And he is one of the, he's in the trial.
Yes.
It's like, I feel like this is the beginning of like trial patient after trial patient, and all of them are heart-wrenching.
Yeah, this one was sad, for sure.
Yeah, especially sad. What do we want to talk about first?
How fucking Adele is back.
Richard.
God.
Oh, but she is not just a housewife anymore. That's what her line was. She's working for the nurses. So the nurses brought a union representative, right, who is Adele, to file complaints against, is it the entire workplace or just Mark Sloan?
I feel like no one has specifically, like, there's been talk about Mark, but no one's like filed charges yet or something, or like allegations or anything against Mark. So they're covering their ass.
Right. Can we just say that the storyline of Mark Sloan and how he interacts with Callie would not fly in today's,
Dude, when he smacks Callie's ass.
Right. Like, I was watching this and I was like, ooh.
I wrote wowza.
I think I might have laughed back then, but now I felt very uncomfortable. I was like, some television just doesn't work with time and like the way society goes.
Yeah.
And not that it wasn't right or isn't, but like, we're all more aware of things now, I think.
Yeah.
Even though they're friends and whatever.
Well, and they're having sex. But I mean, then she was like on call room now, but she was definitely very uncomfortable with Han being there and then him acting that way. Right. Regardless, it doesn't matter if you're, fucking someone. You're in your place of business.
Yeah.
Like, you can't smack someone's ass.
Right. Yeah.
Period.
It was uncomfortable watching. I just wrote Mark's sexual way of being would not last this year. Let's see. The word whore was used a lot in this episode.
It was used last episode, too.
Yeah, I know. Sean likes this word right now. Should we talk about Mark and the nurses?
Can we talk about Bailey and the nurses? Let us all close our knees and get back to our jobs.
Wait, I missed that line. That's so
funny. That was at the end. But she's like, he's nasty.
Yeah.
But you all knew that.
Yeah.
What she...
Let us... Oh, yeah. Then she says that line.
Yeah.
Let us all close.
Which, I don't know how I feel about it.
It shouldn't be the girl's responsibility to close their knees.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not, like... I guess we're not talking about, like, victims here, you know, right?
No.
But like in a way, like if it were today, like that sounds a little victim blamey, you know, like you all knew that he was this way, but I think everyone was consenting adults, but then he didn't call them or it was just sex. And so people were pissed off. That's how I read the storyline.
I did too.
I hope. Right?
I think so.
And so Bailey was just trying to say, like, it's your fucking fault. Like, you know who he is and you slept with him.
I love that.
Don't catch feelings.
Yeah, I love that Bailey calls him a whore. And then when Derek and Mark are in the elevator and he was just like, all she could think to call me was a whore. Like, he's just like, I don't know. I just love.
Yeah.
I like that Bailey also went, he was looking so sad. And at first I was like, why is he sad? And then I realized it was like this whole situation, but Bailey comes in and just swaps him on the head.
Yeah. Then, like, is pretty much does her job of, like, everyone get back to work.
Yeah,
like, we have shit to do.
I remembered this as soon as it happened when George tells Bailey that Chief doesn't need a form from her. And he was like, I don't need to know, whatever. And, like, I was like, oh, you fucking Magoo.
Yeah.
Like, I wrote, Chief is a Magoo in this situation.
Yeah, not. And Adele going, it's harassment. And then, then Bailey goes, shame on you, shame.
I'm trying to find my notes of that part because I just wrote, Chief is a Magoo. Oh, and then Adele, Bailey comes in and Adele gives her these eyes. She does it like three times where she's just like, like if her eyes are making a noise, that's the noise it would make. Oh.
Speaking of these forms, Lexi going, he forgot he had sex with me.
Well, first George looks at him and he's like, it's not complete. And he's like, and then George does it with his eyes like up and over and like lands on Lexi. And then, yeah, she forgot.
And then at the end of the episode where she's like, I called all these people that I'm like, unforgettable to. I left messages. I'm sure they'll call me back.
Yeah, that would be sad to be forgotten.
Yeah.
And they're sitting right next to each other when they're filling it out.
Yeah. He forgot he had sex with me. That, I think that is really funny because, like, I don't mean this in a bad way, but if Karev were to forget someone, it would be Lexi.
Right,
like,
right, right.
Because she's just so sweet and, like, lovely. And
I also like this. Hey, Car. I also like this episode because I feel like everyone's always having sex on the show, but this one like acknowledges all of the times that everyone has had sex with each other.
Yeah.
Like even George being like, if there's anyone who's to be ashamed with who they have had sex with, like it's me.
Yeah.
And I just still can't believe that he didn't ask Bailey to do it.
I know. What? Oh, you're the one person in the hospital that Chief doesn't want.
And then doesn't she say on it that she had sex with Derek and Mark? She, like, she's like, in the on-call room, lots of sexual encounters.
Yeah. She's like, I am a single woman.
Yeah, like
and
how
you wouldn't.
How insulting to be like, oh, either, I don't know if it's that he didn't want to or that he just didn't think that she would have. I think it's the latter, which is why it's so hurtful.
I don't even think it was that he didn't want to know. I think his purpose of doing it was like, I respect Bailey too much to like ask her. Like, I don't want her to be offended
by
me asking these questions. Like, she's my mentee, you know, like I'm her mentor and I'm not going to ask that shit about her. But she took it as like
the offensive way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't his idea to do this. You know what I mean?
Right. Adele. That's harassment.
Yeah.
And then they fucking sleep.
It's harassment.
And then they fucking sleep together.
Yeah. Like, oh God, when she's like, at least some things
never
happened.
Change. Blech. Yeah, I wrote...
Yeah, why'd they sleep together at the end?
Adele and Chief get some. Because she thinks he's changed. Like that...
Because he's delegating, Adele.
He's like, I'm going home. I'm doing this. I'm like, no, you're not. 14 years later and you'll still be in the hospital.
It's harassment.
Also, like, him making George his... Which, first of all, did you catch the Hamilton reference? It wasn't a Hamilton reference because Hamilton didn't exist.
What?
George said he is his right-hand man.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah.
But I felt bad for George, again, that he's, like, being used. And now he's the fucking chief's intern, which
just
is...
Just pushing papers, man.
It's gonna...
Pushing fucking papers.
It's gonna suck. A lot. And it's annoying.
Yeah, and then Meredith with the form. Don't ask, don't tell, George. Forms are stupid.
Okay, so we have...
Well... With the forms, Rose and Derek aren't fucking.
Right, which was a big surprise. But then they did. And she, like, in between that time, I was like, wait, when did you fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
It happened quickly. But yeah, they weren't. Which I thought about the line. Where is it?
I think it was funny, though. She's like, what information do you need? And George is like, highest level. I don't know. Like,
yeah. I thought it was interesting that Mark pinpointed, which I think is true a little bit, Mark said to Rose that she is afraid of giving up sex with Derek because then he will lose interest. Like,
wait, say that again, I'm sorry.
Mark said to Rose, like, something like, are you afraid of giving up sex with Derek or having sex with Derek because then he'll lose interest? And I do think that she might have been feeling that way. Like, by not having it, it, like, puts her in a place of power and he still wants it and whatever. And then, sure as shit, like in the end of the episode, Derek says they slept together, but all he could do was think about Meredith.
Yeah, so who's the whore, really?
So, right. So I think, like, unfortunately, I feel like her fears are, like...
But why is that a thing?
I don't know either.
No, like, I'm not, like... I hate that, like, that is a thing that we talk about. Like, that, like, don't give
sex.
It up.
Yeah.
Don't give it to the man, because then they're not gonna, like, then they're not gonna be interested
in
you.
No.
I think that fucking sucks. And if that is how a guy ends up feeling, like, fuck them.
Yeah, yeah. And I just don't
think... Because I'm a goddamn queen.
Right, right. No, and I also think that it is... It's never the other way around.
No, it's not like, oh...
Now I don't want to hang out with you anymore or, like, be with you anymore, guy, because I'm uninterested. Like,
yeah.
It's not how... So I think... I think it's like a dated episode. Like, some of the things that are talked about are a little bit patriarchal and wouldn't fly in the future.
I mean, we're still fighting it.
I know, but I just think, like, as far as it being comedy in this, and, you know, I don't think it would fly as comedy as much. But I don't know. I do like the Mark thing in that he was like a sad little puppy.
Yeah.
I love, too, there's when George hands the sheet to Izzy and he's like, please be thorough. George was just great acting in this one.
Yeah, George was funny.
Yep.
I felt like there was a lot of comedic relief.
Yes.
Like, for its time, I guess. Like, you were saying, you know. Yeah, but, like, there was a lot in this episode. I thought it was a pretty, like, for some of the heavy shit that happened, it balanced out with some funny, like, George moments and, like, little one-liners by Meredith and stuff.
And
so.
Fucking, like you said, Karev forgetting that he had sex with Lexi.
Yeah.
So we could talk about the trial.
Yeah, let's talk about that first.
This storyline is so sad.
Anytime Mayor Dare get together, their music starts playing.
I wrote that too. There was the scene. Well, it's
we have to be completely in sync.
Yep, that. And then when he buys the champagne.
Yeah,
after, so good. I'm gonna play it if I had a second vow renewal. I should have played it at my wedding when I walked down the aisle.
You should.
Oh my god, what a loss.
Yeah.
But okay. First of all, I just wanted some facts thrown in here. So this was filmed. It would have been pre-2011 when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was still in effect in the military. And since Obama was in presidency in September of 2011 is when it was no longer a thing. Like, now it does not matter. And so Don't Ask, Don't Tell was basically like the, like, military did not ask your sexual orientation or anything. And as long as nothing ever happened that interfered, then it was fine. But if it did, then they were able, like, you could be, like, discharged.
Yeah.
So that's why they were, like, secretive about this, which I just thought was interesting. And, like, for once, like, wow, good job, country. Like, you've done something well. Like, because that is no longer in effect. So I just needed, because I had to fact check. I was like, wait, is that still a thing? I was like, I don't think so.
But yeah.
It's not.
Thank you for doing that fact checking.
Yeah. Just so sad. I feel like, first of all, I wish Meredith had been a little bit more watchdoggy when they were making out. I was like, Mayor, don't watch them. Watch the door.
Yeah, she's like, oh, how lovely.
I know, she's just watching them make out.
Yeah. Very sweet scene.
Yep.
And then the father calling him, thinking that he was just, like, a good friend. Like, on my whole whatever.
Right.
I did like that it was that storyline was brought into the therapy session at the end where, like, Meredith said it was a good day.
Yeah.
And her therapist was like, that was not a good fucking day.
Right.
Like, the man that, like, two men who loved each other, like, were separated because in separate rooms and he died alone. Like, that's not a good day.
Yeah. It was so devastating when Todd comes in and is like, I deserve to be here, whatever. Yes. And the dad just looks up.
And he's like crying.
Yeah. And then also I thought, like, you know, Meredith says, like, no, Derek, like, you go with Rose. Which, is that when they slept together then?
It
might have been before that already.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know, but because he goes home and I thought it was interesting. Is Meredith, like, not punishing herself, but she's like, I'll be with the patient. Like, I feel like sometimes she did, like, I deserve to have to stay up all night and do this. Like, you go. Like, she always, like, puts herself through the harder thing. Like, because he was like, no, I'll stay. Like, it's
fine. She makes herself a martyr.
Right, a little bit in that moment. And then she went through that horrible night where he didn't make it. And it was devastating. She had to tell the family by herself and do all this. And I did think it was sweet. And I love seeing that when Derek bought the champagne, which that will, like, be huge for their, like, the finale.
Yeah.
But I loved his speech. He said to her, like, we will succeed and we will save someone. I almost felt like he was talking about them too. Like, a little foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Like, we will succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it will be okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Is this the episode or did I keep going? Does Meredith fire? She fires her therapist at the end.
Not on this one.
She doesn't?
Uh-uh. I don't think so.
No, I'm pretty sure she...
The last
the last thing, like, or, like, she... Or she doesn't fire her, but she walks out. She's
she said,
calling me a coward?
Yeah, that happens in this one. And then, because the therapist basically says, like, you're scared and that's why you're not with Derek.
Yeah.
And she says it's a load of crap.
Yeah. And so, like, it doesn't, like, fire her,
right,
but, like,
has a fight.
Storms out.
Right.
And
well, I like that the therapist is like, your insurance only covers 20 sessions. Let's get down to it. Yeah. You are afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do love to, well, that gets into Christina, which I don't know.
But I mean, her therapist is right. Like, this was not a good day.
Right, right. To like sit there and be like, I think it was a good day. Like, yeah. So like, she's just avoiding everything. Yeah.
Avoiding feeling the, well, let's go. Powerful stuff reality. Like, she's avoiding reality.
Right.
Like, that fucking sucked.
Right. And sometimes you have and to, like...
It could have been better. Like, they could have made a different choice.
Right. I think sometimes, like, you have to... Like, unfortunately, you have to live in reality. You can't avoid it any longer because it's not going to work. Okay. Speaking of reality, Christina's.
Yeah. So Burke wins a Harper Avery.
I forgot that that's how this, like, kind of... She, like, has to, like... Basically approach her feelings.
Well, I knew it was coming up. I was like, why haven't we seen that Burke won a Harper Avery yet? Like, so I knew it was coming soon. So and it's one of my favorite scenes when she's singing Like a Virgin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really get it. I've never got it. And if any listeners has some insight into that, I would love what people had to say about that.
That her...
shining in new...
Meredith's face when Lexi's like, or she's like, oh, is she not talking? And she's like, she's singing. And she's like, oh God. And
it is
like,
bad.
Yeah, she like gets up and goes down there. And I thought this was really great because the only person I think that could make Christina a little bit vulnerable is Meredith. And Meredith says it by saying that she's in therapy. And I love that she just stops and says, thank you. That makes me feel a little better. Like,
yeah.
We're not in this alone. We're both going through shitty stuff.
Yeah. And she says too, like, I'm like more fucked up than you are. And like Christina's not like, oh no, you're not. She's like, thank you. Yeah, yeah. Like, okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah, I loved that so much.
But I do love too when Lexi's like kind of like, why are we here? What are we doing? And so she starts singing and she's like, hey. And then realizes like Christina just turns to her and she's like, okay, I'm not wanted down here and I shouldn't.
Well, you know she's in a bad place too because Han gave her the choice of being there or going down to the morgue and she's like, I'll go to the fucking morgue.
Yeah.
Like,
and then Han's like, let Ms. or Dr. Yang be a lesson that grunt work is not like a bad thing or whatever. And she just walks away.
Well, like, also there's that scene in the beginning I just remembered with Han and Christina and Han is like, we're the same, you two. Like, I deserve this. Like, he didn't. We have something in common. And Christina just never says a fucking word, which I love.
Well, like, that's a little bit later when she pulls him for surgery because Karev has a fever or whatever.
Right,
so
right.
So she pulls her out of the morgue. Yeah. Right, are you talking about when they're waiting?
Outside. Him? Yeah. And I just love that Christina doesn't, she's not going to play nice anymore like how she was after last week. And she just doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
Even though I do believe like they might have something in common there. I think it's so much deeper with Christina, and which we'll learn in a second when she gives her speech.
Yeah. I think she, like Han doesn't deserve that speech that she ends up giving like Chief and stuff. Like, Han doesn't deserve to like...
To know that about her.
To know that and also to be like, yeah, like you, I deserved it. You deserved it. Like, let's like lift each other up, you know?
Such different levels.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't even think Christina's... Well, she is mad that he got it, but I think it's more that she wasn't even mentioned when she was a big part of it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's more like, oh yeah, you should have won and then I'd feel better. It's a totally different problem.
Yeah. So do we want to talk about that
yeah,
scene?
Yeah, I tried to type as fast as I could, although maybe it's in here, this whole speech.
I will just say that this scene is such good acting.
Oh, I have it.
And that one tear where she turns around and she goes, excuse me or whatever, I think is so fucking brilliant. I don't know how she did that, but like, it's so like, I'm going through something. I'm going to give a speech about it. And I, like, I'm emotional about it. But also, like, I want you to know that I know what I'm fucking talking about. And so it's like, I don't want to break. And so instead of, like, it's not an Izzy breakdown. It's right. A Christina breakdown of one fucking tear, yeah. Dude.
And like, I love, too, that throughout her whole speech, which do you care if we read out, read it? Because I think it's really, yeah. But like, because I think... Bailey says something like, see, that was simple or something like, cause she has to fill out the form. And I'm just going to read it. She says, it is simple. Do I have to read it all? Do you care? I feel like it's good.
I don't care.
She says, it is simple. Burke is not here. He's gone. And he's better for it. He's winning the Harper Avery Award and being celebrated all over the world. That is not difficult. He's out there and I'm here, where everything is the same. I still live in his apartment. I walk the same halls of this hospital. I wear the same scrubs. Even that is not difficult. This is where I am. This is where I choose to be. But sir, when his hand was shaking, I performed his surgeries. I kept his secrets. I nursed his pride. You know it, and I know it, and he knows it. He knows it. But yet nowhere in that newspaper article does my name appear. I am the unseen hand to his brilliance. And yet while everything is the same, it's very, very different. Now I'm lucky if I get to hold a clamp. Han treats me like... And then she pauses. I was his hand, and now I'm a ghost. That's not difficult. It's unbearable. I know everybody is proud of him, but I am not, and I do not wish him well. Fucking, like, Christina hasn't said anything true or deep or real this whole, like, time going through this. And then she fucking drops it like a bomb, which I love.
Well, and I think that's why she also doesn't open up to Han. Is like, Han is not, she's like, everything is different now. Like, I don't even get to hold a clamp. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a fucking ghost. So, like, I'm not... gonna like boost your ego, hon. Like, I fucking hate you and I fucking right. hate Burke. And right. I am a good surgeon. Right. And I love too that she says, like, that's not hard. Like, that's not hard. That's unbearable.
Yeah.
Cause that's who Christina is.
Right. And it makes me so sad. Like, we all know this was hard for her and sad, but like, for her to say it's unbearable is like gut wrenching.
Yeah.
And I just love how that, like, first of all, I mean, it's TV. But who knows? I still like to think Christina, if she was a real person in real life, would have a fucking epic speech like this. But like how she says, like, it is simple. And like, it is simple. Like, this is that. Like, she breaks it down in such a powerful way. This is like one of the most powerful scenes of hers, I feel like.
Yeah, it's really, really, really brilliant acting.
And yeah, Han, she can't
say. Did you
say
have GGBs?
Yeah, I did. And she says, yeah. like, Han treats me like, and then she doesn't even say it. And then
that's when she has the one tear, right? Is
it? Okay, yeah. And then she goes, I was his hand and now I'm a ghost. So I mean, you know, because you've seen it. I can't remember how this all pans out. How is she allowed to do surgery again?
I'm pretty sure Chief gives Han a talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and pretty much says, like, I don't remember exactly what happens, but I know Christina, like, helps out in a surgery or something, or Han isn't available, and Christina is like, I've done this with Burke before, with, like, Chief. And then Han freaks out on her. And then she freaks out on Han is like, you should be proud of her. Yeah. You're not. Like, you're a shitty teacher.
It's also so sad to know that, like, Christina's not over this yet. Like, obviously, but like...
Well, and like she says too, like, I'm choosing to be here. I'm living in the same apartment. I'm wearing the same scrubs. Like, he's the one... He fucking left. Mm-hmm. And I chose to stay... And yet, I can't catch a break.
It's interesting to then think about in future seasons far from now when, like, she'll have her full character arc and see him again. And like,
that is my favorite fucking episode, I think.
It's so good. Like to have... Because I feel like after this, she doesn't talk about Burke much more because Owen comes in next season. And
she talks about him a little bit to Owen and I think later seasons.
But not like, I feel like this is like, she's really come to terms with her feelings in this moment and like had to face them head on because of him being there and everyone's looking at him on the board and whatever. Mm. And I just feel like what an arc to go from where she is here to then when she sees him. Like
that, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Push forward 30 seconds if you don't want to hear it. That scene where he says, like, are you finished? And she says, no. And then there's like silence. And then she goes, now I'm finished, is my favorite scene. I just got like chills in all of Grey's Anatomy. Cause she's like, fuck you. It's on my fucking terms now. That's my favorite.
Yeah. It's Christina has the most brilliant like arc of all.
Yeah. And she has the most brilliant exit of the whole. That's why she's my favorite character.
Yeah.
Because she's not unable to feel.
Right.
Like, I think so often we're like, oh, she's a robot. Like, two episodes ago or three, we were talking with Jeannie about, like, how she was like, beep, beep, I'm a robot, and making fun of herself or whatever. But she's actually really thoughtful. And she's really introspective. And I don't think... I don't think it's shown in every episode, but when it is, it's really, really powerful.
Yes.
And I think that's actually really realistic, because there are people like that right. who can seem so turned off to like emotions and things happening, but then there's actually a lot going on in their hearts and minds that they just choose not to speak of.
She's careful about when she wants to share and who she wants to share with.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I love her. She's such a unique character. She's not just spilling her thoughts and, you know.
I think I really love her because it's like the opposite of me. And mm-hmm. I wish I had that a little bit more, where I am so quick to like tell everyone what I'm feeling and ask advice about all of these different things. And I've been trying in my later 20s to like hold on to things a little bit more, just to see how I personally feel about them.
Yeah.
And then maybe ask advice if I want to or whatever. And I think that's why I really love Christina, is because she's a strong, brilliant woman, but she's calculated in not in a like deceiving way. Right. About her emotions, but she's calculated about when it's actually important for her to express them.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I had GGB's, that whole talk.
Yeah.
It was epic. I'm curious, too, like the fact that it came out of the thing that made the episode comedic, which is that form.
Yeah.
That, like, for everyone else was, like, this funny whatever, and for her was, like, a part of her past that she didn't feel anyone needed to like speak about or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's also interesting to me that she even had to fill it out, cause he's not there anymore. But
well, they said that they mentioned that like we could still be liable.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever. Like, yeah. I know Burke's gone, but we could still be liable.
Yeah. But it's like for everyone else, it was this like sort of funny, whatever thing. And for her, it was like a really big fucking deal to have to tackle these like thoughts again.
Yeah. All on fucking, the same day.
Fucking Burke and his Harper Avery.
Yeah.
I just love that I was his hand. Ugh.
Yeah.
Because it's true. I'm also, this is totally switching topics, but I am right below this quotes and stuff is when Adele, Richard, and Bailey are having their talk. And Bailey's going, she goes, I require the energy of youth. Dr. Shepherd was a moment of weakness for both of us. And Richard goes, Dr. Sloan? And Bailey goes, oh, that was many moments. On call rooms, it was very hot. And Adele goes, mm-hmm, steamy.
Stop, Adele. Stop it.
Oh, wow, what a powerful line. I didn't catch this. He goes, all right, Dr. Bailey, I get the joke. And she goes, see, this is a joke to you. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, bam. Damn. Anyways. Any other thoughts or
stories? No, really. I mean, we're coming yeah. to something here, especially yeah. with like Meredith and Derek and Meredith in therapy. Like yeah. she's about to have a breakthrough.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
We all deserve a breakthrough.
We've all had a breakthrough in therapy.
Yes, we have.
If you've been. And then like what I hate about breakthroughs in therapies is like like a couple months or weeks or years later you realize it wasn't that big of a breakthrough. But like in the moment, you're like, everything makes
or
sense.
Or you did nothing with it.
Yeah. That's and then you're like, and this is my favorite like analogy to it is like in the moment, it feels like you took like three huge mm-hmm. leaps forward, but actually it was like two tiny steps.
Yeah.
That's what breakthroughs are in therapy. Just like, wow, I learned this amazing thing about myself. And really actually...
Yeah.
You've just uncovered, like, the tiniest bit about yourself.
It's all good, though.
Yeah.
Well, and Callie and Han had that hilarious reaction.
Oh, at the end where they're laughing about, like...
Yeah, they thought we were lesbians, and then they laughed.
Oh, I guess we didn't talk about that was, like, Han's speech to Callie when they were scrubbing in or scrubbing out or whatever. She was just like, I don't make friends easy, you know, and you, like... became one of those people where you like had a thing or a boyfriend and then you like ignore right. your friends or whatever. Like I don't make friends easy.
I do like that Han, if she is your friend or whatever she's going to be like, she'll call you out on like your bullshit.
Yeah.
Because I think that's important in friendships sometimes.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Also, this is like skipping ahead to notes and trivia, but there's no notes really or trivia, but this would be amazing. So this DVD set, which do you have this one?
Yeah.
Has a commentary over the episode by Sandra Oh.
Oh.
I'd love to hear, like, her talk about that episode.
Yeah.
It also scored 16.03 million viewers, and the episode title originated from the song The Becoming by Nine Inch Nails.
Interesting.
Do you think they just look for a song title that goes along? Or
I think it usually goes with the monologue.
Right.
Oh, like the title or the lyrics.
It clearly doesn't matter about genre because this is like Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, no, I think it's just like the title.
Yeah.
And usually the title like obviously applies to the song.
Yeah.
And the lyrics.
Yeah.
So. Anything else?
I'm going to rate it high.
Yeah,
I think you should go first though for once.
I'm gonna rate it 9.
Yeah, I was gonna do an 8.5 for what? I think it's whoever votes first.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go a 9 too though.
Yeah, I really like. I think 9 because of Christina. Yes. Really,
and the humor I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, but I really really liked this episode.
Same.
And I had a lot of GGBs throughout it. The one thing I really didn't like was Adele. But
just that she's back.
She's back.
Some things never change.
It's harassment.
Steamy.
Ooh, oh God.
Okay, I will call time of death. Why is math so fucking hard?
Here,
okay.
Just look at my
time
phone.
Of death. Let me. Am I right? No. Time of death. 21:37. Beep.